Good day. My name is Susan Bushell, and I'm an energy therapist from Guelph, Ontario, Canada. My website is freeyouremotions.com, and I offer one-on-one session work in energy therapies, as well as I also teach EFT, a tapping technique, where we tap on acupressure points while we focus on an uncomfortable emotion. And today I'm drawn to talk to you a little bit about perfectionism. It runs rampant in our society. We spend a lot of time trying very hard. And it is a prized skill to have, to be able to try hard in our society, in many societies. We will run ourselves into the ground. We will lose weight. We'll stop eating. We'll give up relationships, jobs. We'll put our bodies into extreme physical discomfort to try to accomplish something perfectly, to try to get it right. And what this is about is us trying to be good enough, trying to be lovable, when it's really only ourselves that need to love ourselves. So today's recording I'm calling Try Less and Get Out of the Way, because I'm finding this is coming up with a lot of clients. They're just having a very, very hard time being imperfect. They're having a very, very hard time acknowledging that they blow it sometimes, that they make mistakes, that they let themselves and maybe even other people that they care about down. And that they've been taught that's not okay. It's not okay to be imperfect. It's not okay to only give it 80%. It's not okay to not try hard and give it everything you've got. 150%. I'm going to give it 110%. We hear this all the time. Where have we learned, or why have we learned, that this is a productive way to live, that this is a comfortable way to live, that this is even a way that we choose to live? We don't. We're taught it. I call it the football coach style of living life. Try more, try more, try harder. If it's not working, try harder. If it's not working, try a different way. If it's not working, push yourself even harder. And a lot of times we pay very big price sometimes, physically, mentally, emotionally. At some point we will just collapse, particularly once you start to head into midlife and your body can't push the way it used to. Your body can't take that kind of abuse. And truly, we're not designed to continue to push ourselves that hard. We need downtime. We need to recuperate. We need balance. A lot of people talking about this work-life balance thing. But also, we need to begin to develop belief systems that are far more positive in the non-trying. So one of the things I wanted to tap with you a little bit about today is how to try less and get out of the way. So, of course, I am assuming that you already know how to tap. You know where the points are. And that you will always take good care of yourself and seek proper physical, mental, emotional help if you need it. That this tapping is in no way a replacement for proper medical care if you need it. So I'm going to assume that by you listening to this recording, that is your signal to us that you are taking full responsibility for your well-being. And let's get started. All right. So coming to the karate chop point, tapping down the side of your hand and just repeating after me, even though I tend to try really, really hard, especially when something means a lot to me, especially when it feels like there's just no room to fail. and I can't let myself down on this one. I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Even though I've been taught if I want something, I'd better try hard. And if I don't get it, I'd better try harder. And if even that doesn't work, I'd better push myself even harder. And that sets up a lot of feelings of self-blame. And I might even beat up on myself a little bit. And maybe that'll push me harder. And I might have been doing this to myself for decades. But I'm also beginning to recognize that this isn't working, or that it doesn't work as much as I'd like. And yet I'm choosing to deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Even though I've been taught, try harder, control things, create boundaries around things, be demanding, have really high expectations, and don't give in, no matter what. And that's an incredible survival strategy in an emergency. But I wonder if I really want to live there my whole life. I wonder if that strategy might be taking its toll on my body. And I wonder if there might be a better way. Nice deep breath. Coming up to the eyebrow points, just tapping there. I've been trying so hard. Beside the eyes. I've been trying so hard, and it may not always work. Under the eyes, I've been trying so hard, and it's not always easy. Under the nose, I've been trying so hard, and I still fail. Under the mouth, I've been trying so hard, and I still don't have what I want. Under the collarbones, and a part of me believes I just need to try harder. Under the arm, and I believe in that strategy, because it works sometimes. Up to the eyebrows, it may have even worked in some very big moments in my life. Beside the eyes, if only I tried harder. Under the eyes, if only I was more organized. Under the nose, if only I stuck to the plan. Under the mouth, if only I fully committed. Under the collarbones, I just need to try harder, right? Under the arm, I just need to try harder. I'm obviously not getting it. Eyebrows, and I see myself beating up on myself. Beside the eyes. Or I see myself shutting down. Under the eyes, I see myself as a failure. Under the eyes, because I've been trying so hard and I still don't have what I want. Under the mouth, and that's not really working for me. Under the collarbones, it doesn't seem to be working as much as I'd like. Under the arm, and I see it taking its toll in all kinds of ways. Up to the eyebrows, and sometimes I get mad when it doesn't work. Beside the eyes, so then I try harder. Under the eyes, then I get more organized. Under the nose, then I push myself more. Under the mouth, and I beat up on myself. And it still doesn't work out the way I'd hoped. Under the collarbones, and I'm open to the possibility that there might be a better way. Under the arms, I'm open to the possibility there might be an easier way up to the eyebrows. But isn't that cheating? Beside the eyes, I thought I had to try hard. Under the eyes, isn't that the best way to do things? Under the nose, and I'm thinking about the person who may have taught me this way of living. Under the mouth, and I'm thinking about the reasons I followed their guidance or their example. Under the collarbones, and I'm recognizing how that strategy has saved me. Under the arm, I'm open to the possibility there's a new way. Now take a nice deep breath. Perfectionism can be a very multi-layered theme to work on. So of course, just with our 20 minutes of audio here, we're going to scratch the surface, but it might allow you to have some aha moments. You may begin to notice or observe yourself noticing things that you hadn't noticed before, or recognizing that pattern in more detail. You may have some specifics about what's driving that behavior. Try hard, try hard, try hard. Keep trying harder. So one thing I'd like to do is spend a few rounds now. Now, obviously, if you're noticing something specific popping up that feels uncomfortable, especially if it's very uncomfortable, of course you're gonna tap that down first. So pause the recording and tap that down. Because even that is just an energy stuck in your body as well. That is a learned behavior, a feeling that's repeated in your life, and it's worthy of clearing it. And it is driving the try hard, the perfectionism. Just get it right, keep going. Right? It's creating the momentum behind that behavior. So you need to address that before you go into the next piece. So pause the recording if you're noticing that and tap that down. Okay, now I want you to come back to the karate chop point. Even though I'm noticing, after clearing some of my personal reasons for trying hard, I'm choosing that it might be safe to try a new strategy. Even though I have already released a lot of the reasons why I'm trying hard, I'm beginning to notice I could actually try less and get out of my own way. Even though I've been taught to try really hard, I'm choosing to try less, get out of my way, and see where that takes me. Up to the eyebrows, but I thought I had to try really hard. Beside the eyes, what if that's a strategy that worked in the past for emergency moments? Under the eyes, but I thought I had to try hard all the time. Under the nose, don't I have to be perfect? Under the mouth, what if I could try less, get out of my way, and see where that takes me? Under the collarbones, I'm choosing to try less and get out of my way. Under the arm, I'm choosing a new strategy. Up to the top of the head, very center of the top of the head. What if it were safe for me to live my life by trying less and getting out of my way? Eyebrows, what if I let go of the control and stepped out of the way? Beside the eyes, I wonder if that might help. Under the eyes, and even though it may not feel completely safe yet, I'm working on it. Under the nose, what if it began to feel safer to try less, step out of the way, and see where that takes me? Under the mouth, I'm open to trying it a new way. Collarbones, I'm welcoming a new way to do this because the old way hasn't been working all that well for me. Under the arm, I'm open to a new way of living my life. Nice deep breath. And you can, of course, you're welcome to play this recording a couple of times and pause it and insert the things that you notice popping up for you. Your experience may be quite different from someone else's or from mine. You may have grown up in a household that was very negative, and so by trying to be perfect, you were protecting yourself. You were trying to dodge the judgment and the criticism. You were trying to get out of the way of that. And so you try really, really hard. You make your life very narrow, very small, so that you can control it and be perfect within that small space. And so at this point, you might be really ready to step out of that and begin to live life bigger, to live life by being more in the flow and allowing mistakes to be made and allowing yourself to kind of roll with those and bob, you know, bob on the waves of life. I like to say EFT makes you resilient. It makes you like a zodiac in the water. You're able to sort of bounce over the waves and stay afloat rather than getting swamped by the waves of life. Because there's going to be waves. There's going to be, you know, tough times. It's all about how resilient are you. By being very rigid and perfectionistic and trying to set your life up so that no one can ever judge you or criticize you, so that there's never any mistakes made, so that you always get it right and you always accomplish everything you set your sights on, can be a very, very painful place to live. So feel free to replay this recording, and I'd love to hear from you. I'm going to be posting this, of course, and I am very interested in your comments, and I'm happy to continue the conversation. And usually what happens is as we continue that conversation is the next layer of work emerges. I start to notice a theme, and then I make a recording for that. So I'm happy to receive feedback and comments, and I'll take all that into account. So thanks for joining me, and have a really lovely day.